A two-day powwow is now underway at Stradler Park, thanks to the Bakersfield American Indian Health Project. The powwow is a gathering of Native Americans and Alaska Natives featuring the Eagle Heart drum and dance ceremony, smudging, free food and drinks, as well as raffles. Angel Galvez is the chief executive director of the Bakersfield American Indian Health Project, and he's one of the organizers. He spoke with me at length about the event and what it means.
What we're going to have today is our gathering of Native Americans, gathering of Alaska Natives. It is an event that we put on each year to invite all of our Native American, as well as all of our Native American allies, community members. And this event focuses on four principles of gathering, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. It's mastery, inner generosity, and we just focus on really bringing services to the community.
Okay. Now, this is, I'm guessing, the first time in about 3 years because of the pandemic. Have you had to have a layoff there for a while?
We did. You know, in fact, we had to, with the pandemic, we had to really do these things virtually, but they're very difficult to do, as you know. So we're celebrating the fact that we can gather now again, and a lot of our community members have been impacted by COVID-19, and so this is another way to really bring those resources to them. At this event, we're going to be vaccinating today as well. So we're offering the COVID vaccine, we're offering also the flu vaccine, and so it's just really a great way to gather again and bring those services to the people.
Now, I know you mentioned before that this is something open to the entire public. It's not just for the American Indian community. So let's say that I'm not a member of the community, but I want to get vaccinated. Can I come?
Absolutely. You're welcome to come. This is open to everyone. And one of the reasons why we do that, Tony, is because a lot of us don't know about the Native American culture, traditions, ways of living. And here, this event brings all of those community leaders to share with other community folks who are maybe not from the Native American community about culture, traditions, and values that exist in Native American communities. So we always invite all of our community to come, and they can also take whatever resources we have, including the vaccine.
Okay. Now, you know, there's one thing that a lot of folks are kind of concerned about, in a way, some people are at least anyway, and that is the misappropriation of other cultures. So we have a lot of people who honestly believe that they are part Native American, if not entirely Native American. And, you know, they may want to come to this event. They may come dressed in whatever tribal type attire they have. How do the people here who are really definitely part of the community, how do they see that when they see these folks coming in, you know, kind of halfway dressing like Indian, but yet maybe not. Maybe it's not quite accurate. I mean, how do people feel? How do the real people feel about that?
Well, you know, the real people who are indigenous to these lands feel very proud of being connected to their race, ethnicity, and culture. Often they will wear certain symbols that folks will pick up, like, you know, you'll see folks with regalia, you'll see individuals wearing feathers in the earrings, in the jewelry, in the dress. You'll get a feel for somebody who maybe has a closer connection to Native American. In fact, we're at Stradler Park. Stradler Park was the playground of many people. This was the playground of many different people, including Native Americans. And so when we come to this park, we feel like we're in our own home, in our own lands, in our own playground, if you will. And so for those who perhaps have a connection, and that's the beauty of being connected to Native American culture and traditions and people, is that we're all about nature, we're all about environment, we're all about what the Creator has left us. And so many of us connect to that and connect to the people who come from there. But often you will see, again, folks wearing either feathers are a good symbol. You know, the eagle feather has a lot of significance. You'll see naturally made jewelry, like beading, beads, and things like that. Those are some of the jewelry that symbolizes Native American culture.
But if people come who are not Native American, and they are dressing in ways that sort of mimic, if you will, the Native American traditions. Is that something that is welcomed, or is that something that people say, well, you're really not one of us, so, you know, don't pretend? I mean, just like the guys that put on a fatigue uniform and they stand on the corner and they say they're, you know, Vietnam vets or whatever, but they're not old enough to have even been in the war.
Exactly. So. No, that's a good point. I think you bring up something that's very important, because often you will have some folks who perhaps will wear something that means a lot to the Native American community, such as perhaps a chief hat, for example. Mm-hmm. When you talk about military, you know, somebody who's dressing like if they were a veteran, but they really weren't, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the ways we tend to embrace this culture is to respect it as well, and to know we offer a lot of education around awareness of what's appropriate and what's not, because we definitely want folks to feel like, hey, if I believe in this, in this new way, you know, we think of faith and religion in the same way, right? We know that people convert to certain faiths, and then as a result of that faith, they will symbolize that in the way they in the way they speak, in the way they talk, in the way they congregate, and in the way they dress. And so it's no different with Native American culture. However, with Native American culture, although generally the community is very open about anybody wearing anything, there are certain sacred practices that one should know so that you don't disrespect that particular culture. Say if it's an Apache Nation or Cherokee Nation or Tejon Indians who are local here to the Bakersfield area. And other Indians, you want to respect those practices. And if you're not from that community, you want to get the blessing from an elder of that community. And that's how that happens. It's really through a blessing, through an appropriation, through an approval, if you will, from an elder of that community that allows you then to be able to wear something like that. And then you can share that story, because we're, a lot of Gona is storytelling, and we're going to be storytelling a lot of this here at this event.
So this could be considered an educational event for those of us who want to know more about the Native community. We could come here to learn.
Absolutely. You know, that's why the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Act has given us funding to put this event for the community to educate, because we realize that some of our Native people have allies in the community. You know, we think of foster care, for example. Many foster parents are non-Native, fostering Native children. And so we want to invite those folks, social workers and law enforcement agencies, officers of the law, court judges. Those folks are the folks that we would welcome to a space like this, because it's a space where you can feel free, you can embrace the culture, you can take away a learning that is going to make you a better person when you're engaging someone from the Native American community. Because, you know, us Native people, we have a lot of pride, and we also have a lot of internalized trauma as a result of the historical things that have happened. Well, we're trying to create unity across our communities, and we know that unity will not happen if it's only within the Native American community or the cluster or the nucleus of the family. It's everyone together to really improve the communities abroad, right?
So then how long is this going on, and what's going to be happening on each of the days?
So Friday, as you can see, Tony, you're here. We're setting up. It's taking us some morning. The morning is dedicated to set up, to get everybody in place. And then as folks come in, they check in, they register, and we start to offer them the services. Tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be sort of kind of like a repeat of today. But tomorrow's really the highlight of all of the different services that we're going to offer, from culture to programs to services to our partners. We have a lot of partners, as you can see here, the county, Kern Behavioral Health Systems, CAPK, other community organizations really partner to invest in our communities as well.
Galvez says anyone is welcome to wear your finest Native American regalia, but realize that some items may be sacred to some tribes, and you should learn to wear them appropriately and receive a blessing from the tribe's elders before putting those items on, if you are not Native and do not know. The gates open at 8 a.m. both days at 4003 Chester Avenue. For News First, I'm Tony Lee, KNZR.